So here we are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the play Death of a Salesman at the Yvonne Arnaud Theatre in Guildford. Now, the run really couldn't have started on a better day than the 4th of July, as Arthur Miller's 1949 Pulitzer Prize-winning play Death of a Salesman, which has enjoyed Tony Award-winning success, is all about the American dream. And what a dream cast this is. It really is phenomenal. Every single member of the cast gives their all, and it's just spellbinding from start to finish. Now, stepping into the shoes of the late and great Tim Pigott-Smith, who was originally cast until his untimely death, is Nicholas Woodson. And as the main protagonist, Willie Loman, the American everyman, he is absolutely amazing. In every scene, he just completely nails it. Every nuance he gives the character, this doomed everyman, the semi-tragic figure, which is Willie Loman, the insecure and somewhat self-deluded salesman on the brink of unemployment. Now, writers write about what they know, and Willie Loman was based on a real-life salesman that Arthur Miller had heard about when working for his father's own clothing company, which would be lost in the crash of 1929. Now, Willie Loman is not young anymore. He's had almost half a lifetime on the road, and he was a once successful travelling salesman, but he's finding it harder and harder to keep up in a changing workplace. Even certain scenes where they're talking about with his wife Linda about the changes of a cheese to a sort of squeezy cheese, he's like, oh, why can't they keep it as it was? I don't know if he's averse to change, but change is happening whether he likes it or not. And of course, he is on the brink of unemployment, and he and his wife have got bills to pay. Now, this journeyman story really is that Willie's been on the road selling. He's very tired. It's definitely he's been on that journey for a long time, and we hope that that journey is going to end happily and with success and recognition. As Linda says, as Willie says, if a man is liked, anything can happen. He tries to instill this in his sons. Now, happy, his son goes into business, but that leaves him cold, and Biff resists business, preferring with all his might to have the freedom of being out west. Now, as Willie takes us back into his past in the scenes that follow, we feel a real empathy for all the characters, and we truly root for him. We want him to achieve his goals, to find peace of mind before it's too late. Of course, this play really endures because it touches on so many universal themes that many of us would have all experienced. This everyman journey, people relate to the mounting bills. Willie needs to prove himself as a man and a provider for his family. And he needs the success. He needs to give it his best shot, even if it may be his last. Now the question is, will he and his family succeed? And will he get the respect from his peers and, most importantly, from his sons that he desperately craves in his autumn years? It's a bit like David Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross, you know, a lot of the salesmen. That was set more in an office. This kind of tension of like, you know, will they make the sales? It's always looming in the background, you know, is he going to make it through? Of course, Willie's age at 63, and the fact that Arthur Miller sets the play on Willie's last day on earth as he reminisces back, wondering what he could have done differently, searching through what he could have changed. It only creates more and more tension as it sets the clock. And it also heightens the urgency in making these all-important reconciliations, and therefore it adds to the poignancy of the situation. Now, the direction on this production of Death of a Salesman is pitch perfect. There's a great pace, even though it's a very long play, and it's full of a whole gamut of emotions. And the themes really make you think and they feel. The time actually zips along, and that's due to, obviously, fantastic acting, but also Abigail Graham. She gets it just right in terms of direction, and she really elicits some superb performances from her stellar cast. Now, Georgina Lowe's set and Matt Haskins' lighting is spot on. It almost depicts an almost office-like grey brick interior. Sort of makes me feel like almost Willie Loman cannot help but bring the office back home. And being a salesman, being so much part of his being, it has a huge influence on his sons as well. The building in Brooklyn, obviously set with the old refrigerator, which is always on the blink, only adds to the picture of a man who is struggling to keep his head above water. Now, on the subject of the set, there's an emblazoned signage saying Land of the Free, and we're very much aware that whilst this play has many themes, respect, family, father-son relationships, the American dream, and freedom really ranks high. As Linda, Willie's long-suffering, patient wife says, who acts as peacemaker between Willie and his sons, she says at the end, we're finally free, and we learn the cost of striving to live the dream. Now, as the American dream fades and returns and there's hope on the horizon and hopes are dashed, I love how that's depicted within the signage and the letters. And Willie wants freedom, he wants to live the American dream. And as he goes back through his life, we learn of missed opportunities and the agonies of choice. He spends much time soul-searching of what he could have done, and we totally feel for him. Now, of course, Biff, his dropout idealistic son, he's very much at odds with Willie. He's not a salesman, and he yearns to go away from the grimy Brooklyn backdrop onto the West, the Wild West, and out onto a ranch to be in tune with nature. Now, respect and following in the footsteps whilst wanting to forge your own way, very much themes, and the dynamics between Linda, Willie, Biff and Happy are spellbinding. So totally truthful, you really feel like you're watching a real family and you want them to resolve their issues. There's tremendous performances that come from Ben Deary as Happy, the aspiring and more materialistic son, but who ultimately is looking for love and approval from his father, and the whole thing leaves him rather cold. George Taylor as Biff gives a really sensitive and passionate performance, and the dynamics between him and Willie and his mother, Linda, fantastic. Now, Linda, as the woman who's suffered and ultimately wants peace, and who believes her husband, Willie, is like a little boat looking for a harbour, and she believes that attention must finally be paid to this man. Trisha Kelly, as supportive Linda, does a really good job. Now, there's so many wonderful, truthful scenes, but one standout is when Biff has a meeting that the family believe could clinch a deal. Willie becomes sort of like a little boy again, very hopeful, sort of sniffing out an opportunity, like a little excitable dog. He's almost like also like a coach on the touchline, shouting orders and giving techniques, coaching Biff, almost like when Biff was on track to become a big sporting hero. This was, of course, before the Boston incident. You'll find out about that when you see the play. Now, Michael Waters is very endearing as Bernard, Biff's childhood friend, and somewhat underestimated character. Now, in Jeff Francis's Neighbour, we see Charlie, a friend who puts out a hand of hope to Willie Loman, whose Willie's false pride just defeats him, really. It adds to the misery of the man. He's not going to take a hand out from anyone. Now, Mitchell Mullen as Ben, he has an air of mystery as a successful brother and adds to the sense of what could have been for Willie Loman. Lost dreams, aspirations, hope, respect, loyalty. This is a play packed full of themes, and it really packs a punch throughout. Now, Jennifer Jackson's a great movement coach, and there's a really impressive, almost balletic scene change from the cast. Tom Tuck as Howard and Stanley, double role, does a great job. Connie Walker is a real scene stealer, and she has a pivotal part in the proceedings. Sujaya Gasgupta as Jenny and Miss Forsyth is great, and Amelia Rose Morgan as Letta, they're both very charming. So, do you buy into this production of Death of a Salesman and its performances? Yes, you absolutely do, 100%. The material is as fine as Willie Loman's sheer stockings that he's selling. The cast are just incredible, and they truly sell their characters. They are completely genuine. The direction is pace and pitch perfect, and in terms of quality of acting, this production is the real deal. So don't miss it. It's on at the Yvonne Arno until the 8th of July. To book, go to www.yvonne-arno.co.uk/production/Death of a Salesman. And to see it as it concludes on its tour, you can go to www.uktv.co.uk/tour/play/Death of a Salesman. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review for Brooklands Radio for Death of a Salesman at the Yvonne Arno Theatre in Guildford.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.